Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Nation has spoken. We have to come together in peace and in unity, and we have to walk together. And I would hope and I would urge my former colleagues in the State House, in the State Senate, to put down their arms and join with the democracy of America.
With Michigan's State Board of Canvassers deciding today whether to certify their election, Flint Mayor Sheldon Neely and other community leaders and pastors asked state leadership to reject claims of voter fraud. Over the weekend, the Republican state and national parties requested a 14-day delay in the state certification. This despite Michigan Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield, both Republicans, saying they had no information that would change the outcome of the election after President Trump personally lobbied them last week. Other senior GOP lawmakers are also starting to condemn Trump's attempts to overturn the election results.
It feels like more and more are beginning to speak out, but this is not a partisan issue anymore. We have never seen a politician try to subvert the will of the voters in this fashion.
More Republican officials need to come forward, says Vanita Gupta, president of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. Pennsylvania's certification deadline is also today. A federal judge dismissed the most recent Trump campaign lawsuit there with a withering critique, saying no evidence of election fraud or misconduct was even presented. Rudy Giuliani, Trump's lawyer, said the ruling helps their strategy to get the case expeditiously to the Supreme Court. Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law President Kristen Clark calls the post-election litigation an affront to democracy.
We are literally seeing one of the biggest post-election attempts to disenfranchise voters en masse in modern time.
And she says the racial motivation underlying many of the lawsuits is undeniable.
It's not accidental that the public conversation around these suits continues to focus on the Atlanta metropolitan area, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Detroit, and other places that are home to large numbers of voters of color.
Nevada's deadline is tomorrow. Georgia certified their presidential votes last week after a hand recount and an audit. But taxpayers there will now pay for a third count to start next week at the request of the Trump campaign. The FBI and Georgia Bureau of Investigations are responding to threats made against Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, and other election staff who stand behind the integrity of their election. Undeterred, hundreds of pro-Trump protesters gathered in Atlanta on Saturday for a so-called Stop the Steal rally, demanding that state officials call the election for Trump. On Twitter, Trump has called on state legislatures to intervene on his behalf. Trump typically uses his personal account, which is often retweeted by the official presidential handle at POTUS. Twitter announced that White House handle will automatically transfer to President-elect Joe Biden the moment he takes the oath of office on Inauguration Day. Biden's first cabinet picks are expected tomorrow. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.